like you guys did a number of things well tonight, generating chances. Did you feel that the momentum kind of shifted at all in the third period, or kind of how did you see this one play out after you guys got it to 3-2?
Well, I mean, I think we played a pretty good hockey game. The bounces didn't go our way tonight. Obviously, they're a good team in this building. You know, it was tough for us to get those, you know, we weren't very opportunistic tonight, I guess would be the right word to put it. And, you know, they had a couple bounces go their way around the net. And, you know, you go down 2 in this building. It's tough. You know, we fight back to 3-2, you know, and then a bad bounce on the fourth one.
Period, all of the slow starts. 7 game in a row, you guys have been scored on first. The efforts there, obviously. Yeah. Tough to play from behind with that much regularity.
Yeah, I mean, we won 3 straight. We were 4-2 on the homestand. 5-2 overall in our last 7. So, if anything, it's worked well for us.
What didn't maybe work well tonight? Then it's just.
I think we played a pretty good hockey game. I think we had a difficult time sometimes moving the puck up the ice, but outside of that, I thought our forward check was right for the most part. We were trying to make plays with speed. Spent some time in their zone, had some chances, and. That was basically my first answer. You know, I think, I don't want to just take away from a good game that they played, but sometimes when two teams are playing well, it's a matter of that. You know, bouncing the puck here or there, and they cash in on their chances. So that, they played well tonight.
What's it meant to have that power play be such a weapon for you guys lately?
Yeah, I mean, I think since our units have been put back together, I think it's been right. You know, I mean, where we rank in the league, I don't think it's quite indicative of how our power play has been this year for the most part. Spent a lot of time in the zone, create chances. There's numerous power plays where, everyone's getting a crack at it, and sometimes they aren't going in right now. So it was a big goal to get it to 3-2. It was just too bad we couldn't ride that momentum.
Dwelling on losses is not something you guys do anyway, but you really don't have time this weekend because you're right back at it tomorrow. You like that opportunity that you can get right back at it?
Every game's important. It's no different than a playoff series. I don't know if any team's ever gone 16-0 in the playoffs. So, right now for us, if we take one on the chin, we got to learn from it and bring that excitement into the next game because they're all really important for us.
What was your reaction to the trade, bringing in another experience forward for the deadline? What messages did it send that you brought in 2 players this week?
I was fired up. I mean, our group's battled extremely hard this year to stay in the fight, and I think we're being rewarded for that. And, 2 really quality hockey players to add to our club. And I mean, Eakes is a guy that I think we've had our eye on for a while, not just because he's a Manitoba kid, but he's a great player, man. I mean, I remember talking to Paul a couple summers ago about him after a summer skate, and he would fit our team perfectly. So we're excited to have him.
He's a frustrating guy to play against, it seems. A lot of guys talk about that. What is it about him that makes him such a good player?
Well, he's fast, and he's on the puck all the time, and he doesn't shy away from those tough areas. So he's a guy that brings it every single night. I think he's shown that he can be productive in the league offensively as well. I mean, a guy that has danced around the 20-goal mark on numerous occasions, and you bring that kind of energy and that kind of physicality to your team, and also can bring it out of the offensive end. I mean, that's a great piece to have.